Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Make It 8 Outreach Tailgate Party live from Miami City, Florida. Down here with the Southern States Bull Riding, about ready to kick this show off. Let me tell you, the bull riders are getting ready. The stock contractors are starting to load their bulls in the bucking chutes now. We'll be seeing some ropes get thrown on these bulls, and these cowboys will be ready to go momentarily. Before we do, we want to remind y'all, rodeo fans had a great show last night. Rooster McKeeman finished second. He is down here tonight, as well as Wagner Luciano, standing number one in the Southern States Bull Riding right now. We also have a couple Team Making Eight members. We've got Ty Harris. We also have Team Making Eight's own Brian Corson down here with us. We're looking forward to seeing these matchups. We've got great bulls down here in the bucking chutes now. And let me tell you, the bulls are ready to buck. We had an opportunity to watch them earlier. Getting off the trailer, boy, they is nothing but waiting. They're ready to go. So, rodeo fans, get on down, get ready to get down, fill your water bottles, get ready to listen in to a great rodeo show down here in Miami City, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riding, and we'll be right back.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newell with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to SSBR on Making8.com. Thank you.
ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, grab my hands to the side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, not my head, let go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. We're down here trying to kick this thing off right now. Getting ready to bear down because it's going to get a little bit of rain down here. But let me tell you, rodeo fans, the Bull Riders are getting ready. They're being introduced right now to the fans, and we got a great crowd down here. So y'all hang tight, rodeo fans. We're going to work on trying to get this deal set up. Going to try to bear down and get ready for this rain coming down here. It's going to get a little wet, a little nasty down in Mica City, Florida, but you're going to hear it live on making8.com. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, are you on TV?
just a friendly dog, father and son. He said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head, you know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chair.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans down here in Mica City, Florida. And I'm telling you what, they're going to call it the Mica City River down here momentarily. We are getting hammered with some rain. They decided to delay the show just a little bit, but we are going to get this thing kicked off momentarily. So rodeo fans, y'all sit tight. We're going to play some rodeo music, and we will get back at you as soon as they start breaking things down and getting these bulls ready to go. So y'all hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hey, rodeo fans, come check out the Ripo Ropes on Makin8.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
Hey everybody, this is Kevin Escobar from E-Ball Rodeo Company. Come out and join us in Lakeland, Florida on May 23rd for the Boots and Buckles Saloons Come Before Rodeo presented by E-Ball Rodeo Company.
I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot of steam. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and oh, mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Life. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love.
like our chicken fries. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, see the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love gets a little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.
This is Christy with Remington Roughstock. I want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also, dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp adieu, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
Serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and he's letting the crowds them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero. A life of infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalled, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys, they never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
I'm Jimmy Bennett of Team Making 8, and you're listening to Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck.
Pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock. Going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp. Yeah. Like a whirlwind, gonna spin chock full of adrenaline. Kick it in. And here we go again. Like nitro, gonna blow up like pyro. Baby, for the big show, come on like a domino. What a way to go. Crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock. Like a bullwhip, I'm
Charles Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making 8.
Hey, rodeo fans, Scott down here in Mica City, Florida. Let me tell you, the rain is still coming down. I believe we got another band rolling through. They're going to try to get some full thoughts here momentarily. So y'all just hang tight, listen to some great bull riding music, and we'll be right back.
Comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chair.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, we're down here in Miami City, Florida. It is wet. It's raining. It is gonna be this way for the next few minutes, rodeo fans. We want to let y'all know they are going to bust some bulls down here tonight. We're ready to get it done. Let me tell you, these cowboys are in their trucks. Dude, I think half of them got their ropes tied onto the steering wheel, kind of rosin them up. They're getting ready to go. We will get down to some bull riding action here momentarily. So stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
I'm Cole Villamonte of Making 8, listening to Making 8 Radio on Making8.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. We're going to bring it to you. We're still under a rain delay down here in Myakka City. Down here with the Southern States Bull Riding, looks like some fans are kind of working their way back to the bleachers, though. They want to get the best seat in the house. And let me tell you, they're not going to miss this action. This has been a great show down here. We've done it. This is our third event down here for the Jason Wade Challenger Series. And let me tell you, these fans have ate up every minute of it. These fans down here are packed. They had to add more bleachers down here from the last time we were here 2 months ago for their very first one. And they have filled this house. There's trucks lined up everywhere. People sit two or three rows deep to watch this event. Right now, it looks like everybody's made their way up underneath the canopy, trying to get a little food down in them and get ready to watch this bull riding action. We do have a break in the clouds. Down to our south a little bit, so we're hoping that's going to blow through here, and we'll get some sunshine here and get ready for some bull riding action. But before we do, rodeo fans, we're going to talk a little bit. Last night, we had a great deal with Remington Roughstock in Brandon, Florida. And let me tell you, the cowboys down there, no different. Those cowboys are ready to buck. We do have several of them that were there last night, are here tonight. One being our number one in the SSBR standing, Wagner Luciano, is here. Ready to ride. We also have Kevin Rooster Keenan. Now, I'll tell you what, Rooster was on a bull they call Raspberry Outlaw, and let me tell you, he was drugged around the arena. Got caught up in his spur, his rope did, and you know, he looked like a guy sitting on a board back there behind that bull, just dragging him around. Great job for the bullfighters and then the cowboys that jumped the fence, got on over there, and helped him get out of there all right. So, good job for Rooster. You got to talk with him a little bit today. He's doing all right. We also had Ty Harris down there last night, one of Team Making Eight members. Ty got stepped on a little bit, actually headbutted the bull while he was on him, kind of dazed him a little bit, threw him off, got him right next to the bull. Bull came down on his belly. He's doing all right, just bruised up a little bit. Said he's a little bit sore this morning, but he's ready to bust the bull tonight. And let me tell you, these riders down here have got some bulls. We've got Peace River Rodeo and Chris Stewart down here with his bulls. We also have Randant and Lee bucking bulls and Jamie Randant. We also have Circle S Rodeo with Vic Scarborough. And let me tell you, these guys here have brought their A-10. We've got bulls here that you're going to see in the finals coming up next year, Southern States Bull Ride. And these bulls are getting it. We've got some great matchups tonight. I'll tell you, one of the good ones is Wagner Luciano. The Brazilian Cowboy has got a matched up against a Vic Scarborough bull, Circle S Rodeo. They call him Mickey. And let me tell you, this bull has been unridden so far. He comes out about three jumps, turns real hard. About his third jump, he kind of blows up in the air just a little bit. It gets stronger as the ride goes, so nobody's been able to stay with him. He's been able to score some high points, that bull has. So we look to see Wagner Luciano get on him and make a good qualified ride. We also have the Rooster down here from Lake Wales. He's going to be on a bull they call Rockstar, one of Jamie Randant's bulls. We're going to talk about him here coming up. Brian Corson is going to be on one of Chris Stewart's bulls. They brand him X3 the Prince. And let me tell you, this little bull will drop his nose. For you rodeo fans out there, Clay McIntyre had him a couple weeks ago down in Port Charlotte and actually rode him. And he was the event winner or event leader going into the short go. So, you know, Clay McIntyre got himself a really good draw there, and Brian Corson done the same thing tonight, so he's really looking forward to that matchup. We do have some great matchups down here, though, rodeo fans, just trying to scan through and see all what we've got. Jimmy Laprose got Summertime Blues. Now, we have seen this bull buck, and let me tell you, he gets it. He is normally in the short round, but we're going to talk about the short round here momentarily. Looks like Summertime Blues, one of Jamie Randant and Randant Lee Bucket Bulls. that little bull will get it. He's won, been the high point a couple times this year. So we look to see Jimmy, if he can make the 8 seconds on him, he will certainly be in the short go-round with that bull. Kind of shooting on down here for the short go, we do have the bull, Chupé, which is going to be one of Circle West Rodeos. We also have State, which is another Circle West Rodeo bull. We've got Moody Blues down here, one of Chris Stewart's bulls. Let me tell you, this bull was down here a month ago, drew the highest point, and that little bull is getting it. We also have Risky Business. Now, rodeo fans, if y'all were with us down in Port Charlotte a couple weeks ago, we know that Brian Corson was able to make a qualified ride on it, got brought down in a well and took a nice little horn shot. Wasn't anything the bull did different. He was just a real strong bull, bucked real hard. So we look to see him as a great matchup in the short go. We're going to see who will draw him. We also have Crybaby down here, one of Randan Lee's bucking bulls. So we look forward to seeing that that bull there in the short go round. So rodeo fans, we're trying to bring this action to you. It looks like we're still going to have a few more minutes while they're trying to clear up this deal. We are still getting some raindrops on the windshield. But rodeo fans, we are going to bring this action to you. I can promise you that. We may go past a two-hour deal, but let me tell you, we will bring it back to you. So when you get a chance, log back on making8.com, go over to the radio page and listen to the replay. We will have the entire show as soon as it is brought to you. So y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Escobar from Ebar Radio Company. Come out and join us in Lakeland, Florida on May 23rd for the Boots and Buckles Saloons Come Before Rodeo presented by Ebar Radio Company.
Is a little too low for me. Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com. Hey, rodeo fans, come check out the Ripo Ropes on Making8.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
Folks, this is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back. On your back, back, back.
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making 8.
Son of a gun. Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the broncs knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride me on, broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Sleddy Rodeo fans, come check out the Ripo Ropes on Making8.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. All the little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, duck yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns.
Yeah. I make my living 8 seconds at a time. I try to tame boiling hell by gouging ugly hides. No room for fear. If you got it, find a door. 'Cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup tab, first strap to my boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down a little, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core.
drank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup tap, first strapped to my boot. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks, I had more breaks than I've got bones. But there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. I got a number on my back, start up tap, first strap to my boot. Ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah,
everybody, this is Kevin Escobar from E-Ball Radio Company. Come out and join us in Lakeland, Florida on May 23rd for the Boots and Buckles Saloons Come Before Rodeo presented by E-Ball Radio Company.
The road to heaven is a hell of a ride.
This is Chrissy with Remington Rough Stock. I want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also, dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big rating, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar. You're like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar.
of Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
Was 107, we were heading to town. She had her sleeves rolled up and the windows rolled down. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Robert Earl was singing out the fucking song. With every word the king was bringing, she was singing along. That girl is a cowboy, and sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. Well, I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. So I took her out to show her how to rope and ride. Can't believe that it was me that wound up broken tie.
Ooh, that girl is a cowboy.
So that night, well, I decided we should paint the town. I made it home, although I really don't remember how.
Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
When I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call.
Sometimes the best cowboys.
Cowboy's got,
man, she's something when she's one of the boys,
but something else anytime she's not.
Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
Best cowboys ain't cowboys at all.
stealing loads they need in Chicago. Through the middle of the night unknown, on a ride that won't let me go. I'm in picture by the dashboard light, and it takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I miss. Still I drive these horses through the rain and snow. High-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. Pay no mind to my lonely heart. I just ride, ride, till I'm back in your arms again. I'll be out here.
Down. bull riders are getting their gear ready and getting ready to start this rodeo tonight. Scott, you there?
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on there, Kelly. These bulls are getting ready to get down. Some of these cowboys ended up leaving the ropes on the bulls. It's going to be up to these cowboys, but they're ready to get down to some action. Bulls are loaded. They get flank ropes are on, and these cowboys are ready to go. A little wet down here will make things interesting, but we're going to call it just like we see it. Told you, rodeo fans, you were going to want to stay tuned for this. Looks like not real sure who our first cowboy is right here.
Well, it sure is going to be a muddy night tonight, that's for sure, with all this rain we've been getting.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, I know you're staying dry, Kel, but they're going down to Welton Silva, going to be the Brazilian cowboy. He's on the bull. They bring a 43 Taz. Going to be one of Chris Stewart's bulls. Going to be a right-handed delivery. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. For you rodeo fans that are just getting tuned in, we've told you we'd let you know this is going to be worth the wait. I'll tell you, you guys are missing a great action. The fans are still packing the grandstands now. They did not go anywhere. There he goes. Out to the right, real hard. Around to the left. Now, Welton, staying with him.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, Kel. He needs to buy himself an airline ticket right there. He got launched.
Good.
That little bull with Chris Stewart can break the bar. 43 Taz. Going to be a no score for Welton Silva. They have 20 riders down here, and they're bringing 6 back to the short go. We're going to slide down here and see what we got for our next cowboy.
I tell you what, I cannot get over how many people are sitting up in these stands, soaking wet, waiting to watch this bull ride.
Oh, I'll tell you what, they didn't. There's a few of them that didn't even leave their spot.
Nope. They had a good seat, and they did not want to lose it.
Yep.
Do you know who that is in bucket shoot number one yet, Scott?
J.W. Cole. Going to be from Arcadia Cowboys. Or Arcadia, Florida. Going to be on a bull they call Blackhawk. Going to be another one of Chris Stewart's bulls. Peace River Rodeo Company. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. He's up on his rope. There he goes, back around to the left now.
Oh!
The backside. It's all right. Let me tell you what, these bulls are still ready to get it done. I think they're a little upset. They haven't been sitting in these bucket chutes for so long.
That one looked like it caught his heel a little bit, but I don't see him limping, so maybe it was just a
he's all right. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, all this rain sure did muddy up this arena, so I think that might have helped him out right there.
Yeah. Thanks for a softer landing.
Yeah, it sure does. What? Looks like they got, looks like they loading up some more bulls over here on this side and they slide on down. I'm not sure who they got over there, Kel. You're going to have to kind of listen in, all right? Looks like they got Brian Corson down here going to be coming out of bucket shoot number one. See if we can't get down there and give him a hand, all right?
All righty. Let me know when Brian's getting ready to come up. I'll jump out of the truck here and try to get some video of him.
All right, sounds good.
All right, a cowboy's coming out of bucket shoot number four. Here he comes. Down around to the... coming out back to the right. And that bull is bucking and belly rolling and back to the left and across the arena. He's got himself a seat. He's got himself a nice 86 ride.
Wow, he sure does.
And longer. Get up, cowboy.
Yeah. Hey, we need a hook. Yeah, that was one fantastic ride. That little cowboy, I'll tell you what, he did not move an inch off his rope. You want me a hook from this side, Brian? I got the tail down there, boss.
He's got an 83-point ride. Do you know who that was, Scott?
Hang on a second, there you go. Hang on a second, bud. There you go.
Bye.
All right, Kel.
Jason Wade's up next.
All right, well, he's
shoot number three.
He's a hometown favorite. He's why everybody come down here to watch from Myakka City. He's a local bull rider. Been getting it done. They don't put his name on it for nothing.
Do you know who that last bull rider was?
I sure don't, but we're gonna find out.
Okay, he got 83.
Who's that first bull rider? Well, the one that came out here made the ride. Clayton Wooten was that cowboy.
Okay. Clayton Wooten.
Yep.
An 83-point ride on his first go-round.
That was a great job for that cowboy right there.
Yes, it was. That was picture perfect. He kept his seat right in the middle of that bull.
Yeah, he sure did.
It looks like Jason Wade's getting ready to pull up on his rope.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kel. What do you think? You're going to be able to finish out this broadcast?
Back to the right. Back to the left again. Oh, down short of the 8 seconds. These bulls are getting slippery. That rain is coming down. Watch your phone there, Scott. Don't get wet and you get shorted out on us.
Oh, I'm telling you what. Why don't you go ahead and take over from there, all right?
Okay.
All right, Kel. You call it like it is. We're going to get down there and get bucks and bulls. We'll be right back.
I'll do my best. This bull Jason Wade was on, he's having fun in the rain out there in the arena. He's out there chasing people around, just playing in the mud. It is pouring down rain right now. He does not want to go back into the back. He chases them to the gate to leave the arena and then turns around and goes back out. Bullfighters are doing what they can to try to get him to go in. People are making a run for it. It is downpouring out here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a quick break, go to a quick commercial, see what they're going to do. I'm not sure if they're calling it quits again here or not. I'm going to give me a few minutes and we'll see what's going to happen.
I don't know how many times he taught her a lesson that she learned. Maybe a little too well, cowgirls don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough. Started coming home late at night. She didn't let him see it break her heart. She didn't let him see her fall apart. 'Cause cowgirls don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough, voice, she'd been crying. Said, it's your daddy, you need to come home. This is it, I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. Last words that he said, cowgirl, don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life, sure, it's all in time. Too soon, gotta let you know why.
Got that bull out of the arena, and Brian Corson is up next, and it is downpouring, and it is wet, and I don't know how these bull riders are going to do it out here in the rain. I'm trying to get a video of Brian riding his bull up to the left, and he'll, gosh, good, go, Brian, round to the right, and back to the left, and I believe he has an 8-second ride. That was an awesome ride. I don't know how they're doing it here in the arena that is soaking wet. That rope's got to be wet. That bull's got to be slipperier than anything. I tell you what, I think it just makes it all that much more exciting to have them riding in this slippery, wet arena. Oh, and we just lost our lights. Let's see here. Oh, this is an exciting night for bull riding. We have great bulls. We have great action going on, but we're losing... Between the rain and now their lights just went out on the arena, we'll see what's happened. I'm going to take you back to some more music here in just a second. See if they're going to get these lights back up or what they're going to do, okay? Rodeo fans, we'll be back with you shortly.
Well, this is Christy with Remington Roughstock. I want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also, dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line rubber just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big rate, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. And then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
rodeo fans. We got a score on Brian Corson. His bull ride got him an 80-point score. That puts him in second place. Him and Clayton Wooten are the only two that have made an 8-second ride so far. Clayton Wooten got an 83, and Brian got an 80. We still have no lights on our arena. We're trying to figure out what happened to our lights, and as soon as they get the lights up, they say we're going straight back to bull riding. Right now, we can't even see the arena. It's pitch dark, and it is raining still. So hang in there, rodeo fans. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. I'm going to play some more music, and we'll keep the show going as long as we can to make sure you get the scores to all these bull riders. So hang in there, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris Ledoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're heated slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
Coming out of. He is on the bull called 21, branded 21, named Snake. He's trying to get his rap right now, and we're just waiting for him to nod his head and come out of that fucking chute. I tell you what, we lost a couple of fans after that last downpour and the lights going out, but there are still a lot of people out here. There are a lot of rodeo fans here tonight, that's for sure, to put up with all this rain. All right, looks like he's almost ready to come out of the chute. And here he comes. He's, oh, straight out of the bucket, shooting around to the left. Oh, and he slid down in the mud. That is not a qualified ride for Julimar. I tell you what, so it's got to be hard to hang onto these bulls when they're wet and muddy and slippery like that. And these bull riders are too. They're just as wet and slippery from all this rain. But no score for Julimar. Burning it. I have no idea how to pronounce his last name. I apologize. I'm not sure who this is. Oh, Bubba Predmore, I just heard him say. He's riding a bull called Puff. And he is coming out of a bucket chute number 4 down at the other end of the arena. I'm going to do my best to watch the action on this. I am sitting in my truck watching it so I can run the switchboard and keep the computer and everything from getting wet, and I got people standing in front of me. So I apologize if I stop talking for a second. It'll be because I can't see what's going on. Now here he comes. He comes out of the chute and he does a couple belly rolls and off to the right and back to the left. That bull's doing a couple stepping and some belly rolls. And he was close to the 8 seconds. Let's see what the judges say. I'm not sure if that was an 8 second ride or not. He fell off pretty close. Looks like they are giving him a score, so it must have made an 8 second ride. .72 Alright, we got another bull rider coming out of Elias Silva is coming out of buck and shoot number 3. He's riding a bull called Oreo. I imagine this bull must be a black and white bull called Oreo. We'll see when he comes out of that chute. He's still getting his rope on the bull. Wait for him to get a chance to slide down on the bull and get his wrap. We are excited to get these rides going. I don't know if we can get Scott to join us back on the radio here soon or not. The rain's let up a little bit. We'll see if we can't get a hold of him and get him back on the radio. I've got his phone here with me because he brought it in so it wouldn't get ruined in the rain. We'll see if we can't get it back to him and have him help us call these rides. In just a few minutes, when I go to break, I'll give him a call and give him a shout to get him over here. But right now, Elias Silva is taking his wrap on Oreo in buck and shoot number 3. Elias Silva is from Brazil. He's a Brazilian rider. I believe his brother Welton Silva, also from Brazil, rode a little while ago. He rode number 43 Taz, and he did not make an 8 second ride. Let's see if Elias Silva can. We're just waiting for him to nod his head. His bulls give him a little jump, getting a little jumpy around in the chute there. And here he comes. He comes out of the chute around to the left and back to the right. Oh, hold on. Great correction around. And he just loses his rope. He made a great save on that one turn, and the bull filled him off to the right. Left side, and spun the opposite direction to push him off. The bull's going around, making sure nobody's around the fence. He's pushing everybody away from the fences around the edge. Gotta get him out of the arena, and we'll see who our next bull rider is. There we go, he's out of the arena, and we got a bull rider coming up in Buck and Shoot number 2, I believe, maybe not. I'm not quite sure where they're going yet. They're trying to get Ty Harrison's going to be bucking out of Buck and Shoot number 1 here soon. Let's see how he does. Oh, we're back to Buck and Shoot number 3. That looks like Steve Bryant over there. Steve Bryant is on the bull freight train. He's taking his wrap right now. Tell you what, Steve Bryant has a lot of heart. He gives it his all every time he's out here. He just got a lot of grit and a lot of try. I'd like to see him make an 8-second ride. Let's see. Oh, here goes the 8. Here goes the knot of the head, and here he comes, and he's come straight out of the Buck and Shoot. Oh, Bryant just gets off to the ride a little bit, and his feet blow up, and around off the bull he comes. But like I said, it has got to be hard to ride these bulls out here tonight with as wet as everything is. But no score for Steve Bryant tonight. But I'm sure he'll be back next weekend, and he'll be out riding again. We're going down to Buck and Shoot number 2. Let's see if they say who this bull rider is. I'm waiting for them to call out the name of this bull rider in Buck and Shoot number 2. This bull rider is getting his wrap, getting up on his rope, and oop, bull started jumping around in there. Let's see if he's still... Oh, the bull fell down. Oop. Oh, he comes down hard. I believe he's going to get a re-ride with that one. Yes, he is. I believe they said that was Justin Walker on Problem Child. Yes, that was. That was Justin Walker on bull number 564, Problem Child. That bull kicked the gate and fell forward into the Buck and Shoot. And when he came out, he just kind of flipped Justin right over the front of him. All right, Ty is our bull rider. Ty Harrison's up next. I am going to do my best to try to get a video of him through our truck window here. We'll see how we do. We'll see how we do this. Ty Harrison, and Ty Harrison is on the bull branded 385, also known as Schizo. He had a rough night last night at Remington. By the sounds of it, I was not there. He's awfully sore today, but he's young, and he's a good bull rider. He'll make it a long way. We're excited about Ty being a Make an 8 member, and here he comes. He comes straight out of the Buck and Shoot and around to the left. He's got his seat. Oh, and he blows his rope. That bull was chasing him all the way to the fence, and he got up on the fence in time. He had a good seat on that bull and just blew his rope. But... yep. That was a good try for Ty. He is sore today after being stepped on last night. And with all this, between that and all this rain, gotta give it to him. He did a good job for all that. But no score for Ty. There we go. His bull's finally getting ready to leave the arena. see where they're going. Oh, they're going back to fucking chute number two. Let's see if they tell us who's coming out. Jimmy Lathrow is coming out of fucking chute number two. He is on a bull branded 310, also known as Summertime Blues. This ought to be a good ride. This has been a good bull. I've seen this bull buck before. Jimmy Lathrow's from Fellsmere, Florida. He's been to a few PBR events, and he's around a lot in the southeast. So he's fixing his wrap there, and wait for him to slide back up on his rope. Looks like he's rewrapping his hand here. Okay, he's getting up on his rope, and here he comes. Okay, out to the right and around. Jimmy, hold on. He's got a good run. He's spinning hard to the right, and he is spurring that bull. Woo! Nice 8-second ride. I'm sure he's going to get a good score for that one. He got a 43 from this judge on this side of the arena. It looks like a 43 on the other side of the arena. That makes it a 46. 86 points. I think I said 46, but I meant 86. That puts him in first place. That puts Jimmy Lathrow first with an 86. Clayton Wooten in second with an 83. Our own Brian Corson in third with an 80-point score. And Bubba Friedmore in fourth with a 72. Looks like we have, let's see here, 1, 2, 3. Eight more riders left to go. Okay, we have Kevin Rooster McKinnon coming up next. He is on the bull branded 292, also known as Rockstar. Kevin McKinnon Rooster, he is a bull rider to watch. He gets a lot. He makes a lot of his rides, and he can make them look good. He is a good bull rider. He's got a natural ability to it. You don't see him walk away from a rodeo very often without a paycheck. He's getting ready to slide down on his bull. Okay, he's getting ready to take his wrap. He's warming up his rope. He's coming out of fucking chute number two. Taking his wrap. We'll wait for him to slide up on his rope and nod his head. And it looks like he's ready. Alright, Rooster, here he comes. He comes out of the gate. Oh, and the bull stumbles a little bit, and then he goes around to the left. Oh, Rooster's down, and he got up away from the bull. But man, that was a good ride. That was a nasty bucking bull and turning hard. Good try for Rooster. Now, very often you'll see Rooster get bucked off a bull. At least I haven't seen him get bucked off very many times for the times I've been out to watch him ride. Alright. Let's see who's up next. I believe he said we've got Wagner Luciano coming up next on Nikki. Oh, nope, this is Buckshot Morrison. Buckshot Morrison is riding bull branded 565, also known as Novocaine. Buckshot is also from Fellsmere, Florida. Buckshot's another one of them real good cowboys. Oh, they're moving his bull up to another chute. up one chute to buck and chute number two, so he had to get back off his bull and fly up to the next buck and chute. Alright, he slid down on his bull. He's warming up his rope, trying to get it as dry as he can so he can make a good ride. Rodeo fans, we're waiting on Buckshot, and he is getting ready to slide up on his rope. He's going to be coming out of buck and chute number two. It looks like he's just about ready. And here he goes. He's sliding up on his rope, and he's about to... There he goes. Comes out, and the bull stumbles around a little bit, does a couple belly rolls, and... back and forth down the arena, still going back and forth around the end of the arena, and he makes his 8-second ride. I don't think that'll be enough to take first place, but it gives him a score, that's for sure. Points for Buckshot Morrison. That's 6 qualified rides. We got Jimmy Lathrow in first. We got Clayton Wooten in second. Our own Brian Corson still in third. Buckshot in fourth. And Bubba in fifth. We need one more rider for the short go. Alright, let's see who we're going to next. Looks like we're going back to bucket shoot number two. They must like that bucket shoot there at number two, because they go do it quite often. Alright, looks like they changed their minds and they're going down to bucket shoot number four. Let's see who that cowboy is. This bull rider in bucket chute number four is taking his wrap. Still waiting to find out who this bull rider is. Let's see here. This must be Austin Gross. He has the bull branded 350, also known as Bulldog. He's out to the left. He's going around to the left, and he's got himself a seat, and that bull is going around. Nice ride. Ooh, get up, Austin. I believe that gave him a good enough ride that's going to put him back in the short go. Let's see what the judges give him. Looks like they're giving a 45 on one side and a 42 on the other. Looks like they're giving an 87-point ride, I believe. I'm waiting for the official word on this. Well, I did not get what they said the actual score is on that bull rider. But right now we've got Wagner Luciano coming up, and he is on the bull Mickey. He is our top bull rider for the SSBR events right now. This bull rider's from Brazil. He is a good bull rider. He is getting up on his rope right now. We're waiting for him to take a nod. And here he comes. He comes out. Oh, and the bull spins. Oh, wow. That bull was bucking hard. He spun and cut back to the other direction and kicked up real hard. And he just had his body going in two different directions at one time. So that is no score for Wagner Luciano on Mickey. That Mickey definitely isn't as sweet and pleasant as the one in Disney. Okay, it was a 79.5 for Austin Gross. 79.5. That puts him in the top six. That puts him in fourth place for coming back to the go-round. We still have a couple more bull riders coming up. We have three more bull riders coming up. BJ Carter, Kenny Hammock, and Cristiano Vargas. Oh, this is Justin Walker with his re-ride. I forgot he's getting a re-ride on. He had Problem Child earlier. I'm not sure who he's riding now. Problem Child kicked into the bucking chute quite a few times and just knocked Justin off his bull before he had a chance to get out of the bucking chute. I believe he chose to bring Problem Child back. He is riding Problem Child again. Let's see if he can get a rock. I apologize, I got a hiccup there. He is choosing to ride Problem Child again. I have heard of this, seen this bull buck before, and I believe this is a really good bucking bull. He looked good coming out earlier. He just started before he should have, trying to get out that bucking chute too early. He's taking his wrap ties over there, help pull his rope over there. He's getting ready to get up on his rope, and there he goes down his head, and he comes out to the right. He's got a seat on him. Oh, and he blows his rope. He would have got a really good ride had he been able to hang on to that bull. And that's what these cowboys want. They want the bulls that are going to get them good rides. I think this bull thinks he's dancing around the arena. He keeps circling around backwards around the arena. All right, so that's a no score for Justin Walker on his re-ride. Now we still have three riders left. We still have our Cristiano Vargas, our Kenny Hammock, and our BJ Carter. All right, we got B.J. Carter coming up. B.J. Carter is a cowboy from St. Cloud, Florida. He's on the bull branded 331, also known as Babysitter. I don't remember the bull Babysitter, so I'm not quite sure how this bull will buck. But we'll find out in just a minute. Ty's also up there behind the buck and shoots with this cowboy. Waiting for him to get his wrap. They're just saying that BJ Carter has spent a little bit of time on the Challenger Series in the PBR. That's interesting to know. Looks like he's getting ready to. He's got his wrap. He's up, getting up on his rope and nodding his head. Let's get him out of that bucking chute. Here he comes. And he's out straight out of the bucket shooting off to the left a little and back to the right. And he's belly rolling and kicking hard and sticking his nose in the mud and back to the left and back to the right. And it looks like he made an 8-second ride. We'll see what the judges say to that. Yes, they are counting him as an 8-second ride. 81 points for B.J. Carter. All right, that puts B.J. Carter in third place, pushing Brian back to fourth. All right, let's see. Kenny Hammack is up next. He's riding the bull branded 04, also known as Acid Rat. I have seen Acid Rat buck before. He's another good little bull. We still have two more bull riders coming up. I just noticed that we have Gary Brown on our list who has not bucked yet. He's on bucking on 406 Freak Show would be Gary. We got Kenny Hammond getting up on his rope. We're waiting for him to take his wrap and nod his head. Let's see here. He's coming out of buck and shoot number four. Still waiting on Kenny Hammack to get his wrap. He wants to make sure he gets a good wrap because he wants to be able to get back in the short go and take home some money. Looks like he's redoing his wrap right now. Okay, he's pulling himself up on his rope right now. All right. Get him out of that buck and shoot. Here he goes, and he's out to the left. Oh! And he just gets pushed back on his pockets and blown off that bull. That is a powerful little bull. Full of spunk. But these bulls are excited and ready to go with all this rain and this water and cool weather, and they're bucking hard, that's for sure. But that gives a no score to Kimmy Hammack. He will not be back in our short go. Let's see here. That leaves us with two more riders. We have Gary Brown and we have Cristiano Vargas. Let's see who's next. This looks like this bull rider is coming out of buck and shoot number four also. I'm not quite sure who this bull rider is yet. I haven't seen anybody get down on this bull yet. I think they're still trying to get the flank rope on him. All right, rodeo fans, we're still waiting to find out who our next bull rider is going to be. They're trying to get their flank ropes on these bulls. All right. sounds like they got Gary Brown up next. He's on the bull branded 604, also known as Freak Show. And they were just saying that there's a special prize in it if he makes the ride on Freak Show. I did not catch how much. But I bet you that gives Gary that much more incentive to make this ride, to go home with that prize money, plus make it into the short go. He's pulling himself up on his roof. We're just waiting for him to get a seat and nod his head. He'll be coming out of fucking chute number four. Here he comes, and he's out back to the left. Oh, into the... Got up close to the fucking chutes, but he came back out, and now he's traveling down the side of the arena, and he's just doing a couple belly rolling and straight down the arena, and I believe he made the 8-second ride. Let's see if that's going to be a high enough score to get him back to the short go. A 36 on one side, I believe. I believe that gives him enough points to get him back into the short go. Plus, he just got a $200 bonus. He made $200 for being able to ride the bull Freak Show. Freak Show was the prize bull tonight. And he was the lucky one to draw him. We got our last bull rider coming up here, Cristiano Vargas. He has the bull branded 351, also known as Hardcore. Cristiano is another one of our Brazilian riders. We have a couple of them here tonight. Those Brazilian riders, they can ride, that's for sure. Let's see how Cristiano does. I do not see anybody getting ready to... Oh, looks like they're turning out his bull. He must not be riding. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to take you to a commercial, and we will be back shortly. Right now, they're going to go... Hold on, I guess I can't go to commercial. We're past our time on the radio show, so we're no longer live, and I do not see our switchboard brought up. I am going to put you on hold a minute and try to bring our host, Scott Music, back over here to tell me if there's a way to bring up our switchboard again. So give me a few minutes. I apologize, rodeo fans. We'll be back shortly to let you... to give you the rundown on the short go, okay? Hang in there, rodeo fans.
Hey, welcome back, rodeo fans down here in Miami City, Florida. We told you we was going to bring it to you, and we have brought you some great bull riding action. Hope y'all have enjoyed having Kelly bring it to you. She's actually the driver in the house, was able to broadcast from inside of our truck, which was really nice. Pull our truck right up to the arena, kind of like we do with our tailgate parties. And had Kelly down here. She was the one that that brought you the action. Hope y'all enjoyed it. We're going to get you kind of a rundown here. Looks like our first place rider right now with a score of 86 is going to be Jimmy Lathrow. He was on the Bull Summertime Blues. He is going to be the event leader going into the short round. And then in second place, we've got Clayton Wooten from Arcadia. He had a bull 374 Monster Mash, scored an 83 on it, so that's going to put him in second place. Sliding on down, looks like we got B.J. Carter from St. Cloud. He rode the bull 331 Babysitter for a score of 81. That's going to put him in third. Our fourth place bull rider is going to be none other than the infamous Brian Corson, one of Team Making Eight riders. He was on X3 Print, scored an 80-point ride. Sliding on down for our fifth place now. It looks like we had Austin Gross with the bull they call, they brand 350 Bulldog. He scored 79.5. It looks like our next qualified rider was going to be Gary Brown with a score of 77 on 406 Freak Show. That was also the bounty bull for the evening. And so that gave him a little extra money. I believe that's going to put him in the short go round as well as the sixth bull rider. So, rodeo fans, we're going to find out what the draws are. We are past our two-hour time limit for our show. So what you're hearing right now is actually the replay version of it. We are still going to bring you this action. Do not miss out. We want to bring you all the action that we can for this short go-round. Hope that you guys have enjoyed what we've had. Sorry about the rain delays. That's just part of rodeos, you know. It's rain or shine. They still buck bulls down here. These bull riders have been down here getting muddy and nasty, but they're still getting it done. Bulls don't know any different, and I'll tell you what, they're bucking like it doesn't matter to them. So, rodeo fans, you guys have... We've really been able to bring this to you. I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. And y'all stay tuned. Like I said, go refill your water bottles. We're out of our showtime, so we cannot bring you the action, the bull riding music, the rodeo music to kind of keep you in the mood. But we do apologize for that. But we will try to turn it over and kind of keep it close to the to our announcer stand down here. Like I said, we also want to mention Yama Summerall and Brian Adrian are going to be the bullfighters down here tonight. They have done a fantastic job. Rodeo fans, if you get a chance to see these guys, walk over to them and tip your hats to them, because these guys have done a great job tonight stepping in out here in the mud. Doesn't make a difference. These guys are getting out there and keeping these cowboys safe, so great job for them. But anyhow, we're going to turn it back over to Kelly and try to play some good rodeo music from our announcer's booth right next door to us at the Making Eight Tailgate Party Truck. We are live in Miami City, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riding. Y'all stay tuned and we'll be right back.
So you know, you say something about Adrian Bullroach. They sell chaps and leather goods and bullroach. They're going to give a custom bullroach for the winner of the last event right here. The last event is going to be a bullroach custom made by Adrian Bullroach right there. Just to sweeten the pot a little bit.
You've got to taste it. Make
it good. I need Jimmy Lafferow, Clayton Wooten, Brian Corson, B.J. Carter, Austin Gross, and Gary Brown. I need you guys in the arena right now.
All right, rodeo fans, we're bringing it to you, getting ready for some short go-round action. But before we do, we're getting ready to have a draw. These cowboys that are in the short go round are going to have an opportunity to step out here and choose what bull they want for the short go. We're going to slide on down and take a quick break, listen in, see what we can bring to you. We're going to write it all down. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we got six bulls and two strong. We got Moody and Lou. Whiskey goes this two-way, Satan, Wild Bill, and Crybaby. The first cowboy of the pick, coming in with a score of 86 points, sitting in the number one hole, Jimmy Lathrow. Tell me which one you want to do. He takes Crybaby. All right. The next one up, Clayton Root. He's coming in with 83 points. Clayton. And he calls me, he wants me to who? All right. Bad choice at 82 points. We got time, let me see. It's that Wild Bill. He said it's going to get real Western right here. DJ Carter, he wants toupee. We got Risky Business and Satan Web. Austin, which one you want? He said he'll take Satan. And it looks like Dan Brown, Risky Business. Risky Business. It's a good one. Enjoyed the bull riding. This is amazing. The crowd, you guys stuck it out. I want to just amaze the best bull riding fans in the world are right here, Miami City, Florida.
All right, rodeo fans, we're down here live in Ithaca City, Florida, getting ready for some short go-round action. Let me tell you, Jimmy Lathrow had the first pick, drew the bull they call Crybaby. Let me tell you, this little bull will buck. So he looks to make some money down here tonight on that bull. Looks like Clayton Wooten was in second place. Not sure what bull he had down there. We're going to see if we can't slide down and see what bull it was that he drew. We also standing down with Brian Corson. Brian Corson chose the bull Wild Bill. Never seen him before. Looks to get on this bull for the first time. It should be an exciting matchup there. He said the bull just kind of sits and spins. Should be a good bull for Brian. But we're going to slide on down and see what he got down there for that one. Getting over here by the tailgate party truck with Kelly. He's been doing the announcing. B.J. Carter picked the bull Tuesday. Gary Brown on the bull Risky Business. Now, this is the bull that pulled Brian down the middle well. But I think Gary Brown's going to have a pretty good shot on him, so we're going to see what we got there. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to find out who the Austin Gross picked as well as Clayton Wooten, and we'll be right back. All right, rodeo fans, we're still going to try to find that information out for you. Like I said, we do have an exciting matchup, the six bulls going against the six top riders tonight, able to get it done in the rain down here with the Southern States Bull Riding. Let me tell you, these riders have no quit in them. They're used to riding in the rain. This is Florida weather for them, so they're used to it. They're ready to get it done. They're loading up these bulls in the buck and shoot right now. Let me tell you, we're going to be right here behind them. Get ready to get down there and get it done. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your calendar, June 13th. We'll have the third leg of this deal. We'll have the fourth event right here. In June 13th, but make sure you put that on your calendar. Maybe the weather will cooperate a little bit, but I tell you what, we need the rain. So it's a blessing in disguise.
Thank you.
All right, rodeo fans. Looks like they're still trying to get these bulls loaded up in the buck and chute. I don't know if you caught the announcer down here. He was talking about June 13th. They're going to have another event down here at the same rodeo arena. So mark your calendars and come on out. And hopefully we'll have a nice sunny day and we won't have all these problems we did tonight. But June 13th, come on down to Mayaca City and have some fun.
Barring the hay.
All right, rodeo fans, we're still waiting on them to load them bulls in those bucking chutes. So we're waiting patiently. Yeah, they're having some trouble with one of these bulls back here, but we'll wait patiently. We want to see the end of this bull ride. It has been exciting so far, no matter how long it takes. We'll be here waiting for the end of it.
Thank you.
might be a good time to slip over this year. Hamburger and a hot dog, bushes of corn, whatever.
Man coming out into the arena. I'm sure you can hear him in the background.
Gosh, I think they need your help back there a little bit.
Y'all want to buy him a new ring?
That's these four guys get run over back there.
I ain't got open the gate on me.
I think you're the man for the job, though. I've seen you in action.
Come on. Huh? Stand back.
If we're going to get this thing started, the first cowboy coming out will be B.J. Carter, he's taking the number four spot.
He's standing right there.
He took the man 2 times in the Rockin' V.S. Rodeo Company. He's coming in with a score of 81 points. Any score will take him out to the leaderboard right here. Move him right up. Any score. If you're coming out of here, right. Gun for Hire, Spraying, Incorporated, Buzzers here. Fans, looks like he's getting his wrap up there.
Okay.
All right, rodeo fans. We're going to have DJ Carter coming out of fucking shoot number 2. He's on the bull called Toupee. Whatever score he gets here, we'll add it to that 81 points, and that'll be his final score. Person with the highest score at the end of the short go will win the event. He's pulling himself up on his rope, waiting for him to nod his head. All right, here he comes out of the shooting around to the left. And he's got a good seat on him. He's spurring him. And he's going around to the left. And he makes his 8-second ride. So he just got 2 scores. That gives him 162 total. He got an 81 in the long go, and he got an 81 in the short go.
Hey, Kelly, can you hear me down there?
Yes, I can.
All righty. What do you think? That was a pretty good little ride starting this short go off. What do you think?
That was.
Well, I'll tell you what, BJ.
Score of 162.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a good thing you're over there with your pen out. You can do the math for me because you know I'm terrible at that. But I'll tell you what, we're on the opposite side here that we were earlier with these fucking shoots. And I'll tell you what, these Cowboys are ready to go. They're raring up now. Not sure who they're going to next, but we're going to let you take it from here, all right?
Who's that in buck and shoot number 3? Can you see them, Scott? This is Austin Gross in buck and shoot number 3. 79.5 in the first round. We'll see what he gets in this one. Here he comes out of the chutes, and he's coming across doing some belly rolls and back and forth down the arena. He comes around to the left, and he's spinning around and off of the bull.
Well, they gave him a qualified ride there.
Did he make the call? All right. Let's see what they gave him. Seventy-six points in this short go. That gives him 155.5 ride. Austin, are you still there, Scott? Scott, can you hear me? Not quite sure what happened to Scott, but that gives Austin Gross a total of 155.5, which puts him in second behind BJ Carter with 162. I believe we have Jimmy Lathrow coming up next. Jimmy Lathrow has an 86. Thank you. He's taking his wrap. And in just a second, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to step out of the truck next to these really loud speakers and get a video of Brian Corson riding his.